What do, could you just, when you think of a rail fence, what kind of, how is the thing put together? Is it the type that, you know, kind of zigzags, or is it just a
no,
straight up down fence?
Yeah, straight up and down with you know, they, some that I've seen have, like, would be a board here and a board here, and then if she came to the next place, there would be one board between them, and one below, and then starting again.
Oh, that's
an
uneven arrangement of the length of the thing.
Yeah, and where they were. Maybe you would have two boards, two logs, between two, and then three, you know, for
yeah,
the other.
I see. You know, you know, when you read Tom Sawyer and you get to that whitewashing scene, when he's whitewashing the fence, what do you picture that type of fence as? Would you call that a rail fence, or?
That, no, that's a, it's not a picket fence either, but it's more like that. It's straight up and down. It would be a slat fence.
A slat fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people use the term palette fence for any kind of wooden fence
like that?
Or you mentioned picket fence. Would that be used for, what would you use it, what would you put a picket fence around?
Flower gardens, usually.
Flower garden. Yeah. So you think of maybe it's more ornamental or something like that?
Right, and to keep children and small animals out.
Yeah, I see. Or say, you know, when a farmer's putting up a barbed wire fence, those, the things that he strings the wire across, you call them
posts.
Mm. And just one on you, just so you just had one.
Be a post.
Yeah. You probably, I don't know if you've seen this out in Texas or not, but have you ever heard of people making walls or fences out of loose stone or rock, you know, that they've gotten out of the field?
In central Texas, you find them sometimes because there's a prevalence of limestone, but don't find many down in the south Texas area.
Or say, you know, this stuff that most people's best dishes are made out of, you just call that?
China.
Yeah. Have you ever seen an egg made out of something like that, that a farmer might use, you know, to try to get his hen to lay?
No, I haven't.
Heard of anything like that?
I've seen false eggs made out of mica and other types of rock, but never used for that purpose.
Have you ever seen one made out of china?
Yes, I have.
So you just call that, if it's made out of china, you'd say you have a
china egg.
I say it, talking about the farm and all, I don't know if you've done this or not, but if you were going to milk a cow, what would you probably take with you to catch the milk in? That would be a
pail or bucket.
What's the difference?
A bucket's a big pail.
Does it make any difference what they're made of? Are they made out of the same thing?
Usually a bucket is made out of aluminum or I'll change that way. A bucket's usually made out of cast iron, steel, something hard. A pail's made out of aluminum, tin, a light metal.
Do you ever see any of them, bucket or pail made out of wood anymore?
Very rarely. We never had that many anyway.
Have you ever thought of a bucket or pail being made out of wood?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I have seen them. I've used them when I was, but not in my area.
Yeah. Well, talking about containers, have you ever heard people talk about a container that they might keep around the kitchen or maybe on the back porch? They just throw scraps and things in for the hogs.
That's slop pail.
That would be a slop pail. People still use those pretty much?
Not as much as they used to, but they're still used.
Or say, talking about containers and utensils, that type of thing, the thing that you would, say, cook eggs in or fry ham in, you would call that a
skillet.
Have you ever heard people call that anything besides skillet?
Frying pan.
Would be the same thing, though.
Right. And usually it's a matter of degree, too. A skillet is usually made out of a heavier material.
Mm-hmm. I see. Have you ever heard of one that was maybe an old-fashioned thing, maybe with legs on it, that people actually cooked in the fireplace with?
A griddle.
That would be a griddle. I see. Have you ever seen one of those used before?
Not on a fireplace, but I've seen them converted to be used with modern stoves and very.
Have you ever heard people refer to that sort of thing of